Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Truly, it is a blessing to be with you once again. As we continue our series, 18 Biblical Reasons Why We All Should Be Soul Winners, we would like to pick it up with point 4. Our position is urging us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 reads as follows. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Wow. You know, everybody is looking for ministry, and God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. He calls us ambassadors for Christ. What is an ambassador? An ambassador is a representative of another. He is an agent or a spokesman who has a definite responsibility of speaking for another. This is our position. We are to speak for Christ in the behalf of Christ. The witness is under obligation to tell what he knows, and God has called us ambassadors with a ministry of reconciliation. So we need to be about the ministry that God has called us with the official title of an ambassador. See, if we only knew who we were in Christ, we could then do the work of Christ. The next reason is our responsibility is pressing us. Ezekiel 33:8 says this, "If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from the error of his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand." You know, Cain asked long time ago, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Well, that answers it right there. We are our brother's keeper. We are responsible to the lost around us. Paul says, "I am a debtor," which means he have a debt to all classes of people to give them the gospel of Christ. Therefore, by not winning souls and carrying out our obligation of sharing the gospel is to be guilty of soul murder. Many would be spared from hell if we would only speak out and win them to Christ. Our responsibility is pressing us to win souls. And if we don't win souls, if we don't tell those that oppose themselves, their blood will be on our hands. Our next thing is, number 6, is the field is calling us. Matthew chapter 9:37 says this, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest." There are so many people out there that don't understand what it means to be saved. Not joining a church, not being baptized, those are things that should happen, but those in itself don't save you. You simply are saved by believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and then asking him to come into your heart. So many people have it backwards, have it screwed up, adding this and adding that, just like the Jews tried to add to God's word. And when Jesus told them, "It's only believing in me," they stumbled at the stumbling stone. But there are so many people out there. That's why it's so important. The field is calling us. The Bible tells us, "White unto harvest." Only thing you have to do is go, and the Lord will do the rest. We'll end on this note. It says, number 7, it says, "Jesus has chosen us." John 15:16 says this, "I have chosen you that ye should go and bring forth fruit." And that fruit is talking about the fruit of a Christian, not fruits of the Spirit. Just don't get confused. But he told us to go forth and bring fruits. So until next time, tune in as we continue this lesson. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.